Hello. Before we jump into the show, we need to shout out our awesome new sponsor, Marquee TV.
Man, I was so excited when we got the news about the sponsor. You all might remember from a few weeks ago that I talked about my new Shakespeare project where I'm learning everything I can about Macbeth.
It felt like we said the name Shakespeare out loud and the Marquee people appeared and said, "We gotcha."
It really did.
Yeah.
In case you're not familiar, Marquee TV is a streaming service. They have theater, ballet, opera, documentaries. There's a bunch of behind-the-scenes content of productions. Basically, it's a fun way to nerd out about the arts.
Yeah, it's a streaming service that will take you to the best theaters in the world from the comfort of your own sofa.
I've already added so many things to our watch list. Did you know there's a ballet based on the works of Beatrix Potter?
I did. They've got a little preview video of somebody dancing around in a rabbit costume.
Peter Rabbit doing ballet. I also added a few hip-hop dance shows just to balance out the dancing bunnies.
Yeah, hip-hopera. That's what they call it.
They do. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Mozart's Requiem from the London Philharmonic Orchestra and a bunch of Shakespeare plays, including Richard II, starring my pretend best friend, David Tennant.
And Judi Dench talking about her long relationship with Shakespeare in a master class.
Yeah, I love Judi Dench.
Sure.
But David Tennant.
Yeah, that's quite a battle there.
Okay, there's a special deal for our listeners. Marquee TV is offering 3 months of their service for 99 cents. You get 3 months of all of this good stuff for 99 cents with the code SSOP.
That cost seems absurdly low to me. Like, first, I expected it to be much higher given the quality of the content, but also 99 cents. You can't park next to a theater for 99 cents.
Accurate. Also, if you watch Marquee TV, you get to see these shows maybe wearing your pajamas and hanging out with your cat or your dog.
Yeah. It's a good way to sort of indulge your own curiosity. You can see all the performances of Hamlet, or maybe the first 15 minutes of all of the performances of Hamlet, and you don't have to rope your friends and family into all of that.
Or you could watch Richard II over and over and over and over.
What's the best angle for David Tennant in Richard II?
Trick question. All of them. Anyway, you definitely need to explore the website because there is a ton of really fun, fascinating, engaging stuff on there. I went in specifically looking for Shakespeare, and I found a ton of other things I wanted to watch.
Yeah. You can keep up with what they're doing on social media at Marquee Arts TV. You can visit their website at marquee.tv. That's marquee.tv to get 3 months of their service for just 99 cents with the promo code SSOP. Bring the arts home with Marquee TV. And now the show. Hello. If you're listening to this episode on the day it's released, April 12th, we are in Germany.
We are. We're on a three-stop mini tour to see our friends.
And explore the medieval town of Lüneburg and do some city stuff in Berlin.
So today we're replaying an episode of The Library of Lost Time from our archive. It's the one where I got a little bit rhapsodic about currywurst.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to like about it? It's a big pile of French fries and hot dog coins with a spicy sauce.
The hot dog coins is kind of my problem with it. But
because you don't like fun?
I like a, you know, hot dog with a bun.
Germans eat something like 800 million currywurst every year. So whatever, Captain America.
Yeah.
And friends, if you want to enjoy currywurst this weekend yourself, there is a link in the podcast description to an easy recipe.
We will be back with a new episode next week. For now, here's a trip to the recent past with the Library of Lost Time.
Coming up, an homage to Frankenstein set in Antarctica.
A book about a little understood emotion.
Plus, our distraction of the week. I'm Mel.
I'm Dave. This is the Library of Lost Time.
I love a good story set in a cold place. So I'm very excited about Cold People by Tom Robb Smith. In my notes, my shorthand for this novel is Antarctic and Apocalypse. Publishers Weekly called it a triumph of imagination and empathy. So here's the setup.
Okay.
Alien invaders are threatening to wipe out all of us.
Okay.
The aliens give all of humanity 30 days to relocate to Antarctica. Suddenly, all of us nasty, tribal, selfish, messy humans have to find a way to work together to save humanity. Well, you know, trying not to freeze to death in Antarctica.
Yeah.
The mass departure to Antarctica takes place in the summer of 2023.
Oh, that's coming right up.
So this is either the perfect time or the worst time to read this novel.
Yeah.
In the guise of a thriller, this book asks questions like, can humans evolve fast enough to ensure their survival? And can we figure out a new way to be in society with each other? Years ago, I read this author's book called Child 44, and I loved it. That one was a murder mystery set in communist Russia. The thing I remember most about that book is how well he balanced big issues with page-turning tension. And he is great at creating atmosphere. I was freezing cold while I was reading that book. So I'm very excited to see what he does in Antarctica. This is Cold People. It's by Tom Rob Smith, and it's out on February 7th.
Dacher Keltner is a professor of psychology at the University of California at Berkeley. His research focuses on emotion, particularly on compassion, love, beauty, and power. Among his many credits, he collaborated with the directors at Pixar on the movie Inside Out. That's the one about the band of emotions inside a girl's head with Amy Poehler as Joy and Mindy Kaling as Disgust. Dr. Keltner has a new book out. It's called Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life. Until I saw that title, I didn't realize what a fan of awe I am. This book is about how awe works and how we can cultivate more. This is a bit from the introduction. Dr. Keltner writes, awe is the emotion we experience when we encounter vast mysteries that we don't understand. Why would I recommend that you find happiness in an emotion that is so fleeting and evanescent? A feeling so elusive that it resists simple description, that requires the unexpected and moves us toward mystery and the unknown rather than what is certain and easy? Because we can find awe anywhere. Because doing so doesn't require money or the burning of fossil fuels or even much time. Our research suggests that just a couple of minutes a day will do. Because we have a basic need for awe wired into our brains and bodies, finding awe is easy if we just take a moment and wonder. My hope for you in reading this book is simple. It is that you will find more awe. That's Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life by Dacher Keltner. And now our distraction of the week.
We went to Germany recently for a weekend getaway, and I had three things I wanted to do. First, visit with a really good friend of ours.
Hello, Stephanie.
Second was to enjoy the hotel breakfast, because I love a good European buffet breakfast with fresh rolls and cold cuts and sliced cucumbers and yogurt with granola.
And a whole pot of coffee.
That someone else makes and serves to you. Oh, it's so nice to just sit.
Yeah.
Anyway, the third thing I really wanted was to eat currywurst, because it's been about 6 years since I had a nice, spicy, sweet currywurst. I'm very glad to say that when we stopped for lunch in Leipzig, I was able to stuff currywurst and French fries into my face, and it was glorious. For anyone who hasn't had the pleasure, currywurst is slices of German pork sausage that are cooked so they're crisp on the outside but tender in the middle. And then they're bathed in a sauce made from ketchup that's been seasoned with curry powder. It's usually served with French fries alongside, so you can dip them in the sauce too. The sauce is sweet and spicy, and the sausage has a nice snappy skin. It is excellent street food. I should also mention that I don't like ketchup on my hot dogs, but I do love currywurst. So if the ketchup made you wrinkle your nose a little bit, don't give up on it yet. It's estimated that Germans eat 800 million currywurst every year.
Wow.
That is almost 10 per person per year.
A lot of currywurst.
It really is. Which got me wondering. I know there's a large Turkish population in Germany, and I understand how that happened. But how the heck did currywurst join doner kebab as the go-to for street food and/or a hangover remedy?
Right.
According to the accepted food lore, currywurst was invented in 1949 by a West German woman named Herta Hoover.
Herta Hoover?
Herta Hoover.
Herta Hoover is a hero.
She ran a food kiosk in post-war Berlin and was also a Trümmerfrau.
A Trümmerfrau? Wow, you're just throwing around the syllables here.
Trümmerfrau was the name given to women who helped clear the city's rubble after the war.
Oh, that's
She
nice.
Really is a hero.
Yeah.
As you might imagine, there were food shortages and all manner of bartering going on after the war in Berlin. One day, Herta made a trade with some soldiers from Britain. She gave them a bottle of spirits in exchange for curry powder and Worcestershire sauce. She poured her spicy sweet concoction over a sausage to mask its subpar flavor because the meat during the war years, not so good.
Right.
Boom. She invented the food that came to be called steak for the common man.
Huh. Okay.
Her sausage empire grew, and she eventually had a large food stand in the red light district of Stuttgarter Platz that had 19 servers and was open day and night. In 1959, she was granted a patent for her sauce.
Really?
Which was called Chillup. Food companies, including Kraft, tried to buy her recipe, but she kept it to herself and took it to her grave. In 2019, the Berlin State Mint produced a coin with her face on it, and there's a commemorative plaque at the site of her food stand. And on June 30th of 2019, which would have been Herta's 100th birthday, she got a Google Doodle.
That's awesome.
Visit strongsenseofplace.com/library for a curry-versed recipe and to see Herta's plaque and her Google Doodle. Plus, get more details about the books we discussed.
Thanks for joining us in the Library of Lost Time. Remember to visit your local library and your independent bookstore to lose some time yourself.
Stay curious. We'll talk to you soon.